Tell me what's going on.
You're listening to the Wait, What If podcast.
That was a story that was also true. There was a lot truer than the truth that I put down.
I saw what would look like these little dudes from like Monsters, Inc. movie, and they were kind of like knocking on my brain, opening it up a little bit, like peeking in, knocking on my brain, peeking in, knocking on my brain, peeking in.
As always, your host, Kevin Sullivan.
We are, I'm not going to say live because we're technically not live right now. And then we figured out last week if we talk about being live, it's actually not live. And if you're watching on Periscope, then yeah, blah, blah, blah. Tonight is a special, wait, what if? Tonight's a very special episode where Mike learns what it means to love. And Moses learns what it means to be a man.
It's about time.
We have, let's go around the room, and because it's, I'm on the spot, I'm going to screw up names of people that I've known now for a long time, but
Moses
Mitzner, Malia Christie, Mike Stojic, Savannah Steele, Guy from Alaska, and Forrest Fisher. You've actually heard that. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then of course myself, Kevin Sullivan. Who did I miss? Oh, and we have our film guy that just walked in.
It's like a weird reunion show, man.
This is. Yes, this is like. Is
this? This should have been your year
31 or 32. There's nothing even special about it.
This should have been your anniversary show.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe this will be. That's no, it. This isn't. I think it's already been published.
Okay. I was going to say.
This is a practice. This is pretend. A rehearsal.
Johnny Buscina just walked in. This is the first time you've been on the podcast. Technically, he's not really in a podcast.
You're just going to have to stand behind him.
Yeah, he's going to be the filming. This is
like not in an awkward.
Like we said,
way,
this is a very special episode. We got the whole band back together. We're going to film this, so we're going to put some stuff on Facebook. Maybe Facebook. We're going to put it on YouTube, and then you can click and actually. Here's the thing. Right, I do podcasting for a reason. It's because it's not on audio. Don't you ever hear that? I mean, it's not on video. They say you have the face for radio. Yeah, but now you get to see how beautiful people we are. So tonight's episode, we had no if you look at shows that have actually failed, usually they fail within the first 5 episodes, and the number one reason is they have no theme. It's a show about nothing. So, knowing that that happens, I'm going to do a show about nothing today, because we typically have a show about something, and now we're going to do a show about nothing. So, I have a shit ton of questions lined up, and we're going to use those, go around the room. Hopefully, people will start feeling a little of the booze kick it in, and we're going to have some hopefully fun answers here. It all depends. Oh, and if you hear the background noise and everything, there's wind. We're outside, as professional as can be. Okay, Mike. Well, let's go around there. What's going on? First of all, we haven't. We got to figure out what's going on with everybody. That's how we start the show, right? Actually, we usually start with the podcast sponsor, which is Onnit. waitwhatif.com/onnit to get all your supplements and cool stuff and weights and kettlebells and zombie bells and
alpha brain
and everything that you want. Go to waitwhatif.com/onnit and stop what you're. In fact, hit pause right now. It's the only time I'll ever say hit pause. Do it. Hit pause. Okay. Thank you. Now go to audibletrial.com / WWI podcast. audibletrial.com/ what? Why are you guys laughing?
Because it was on it.
What did I say?
If you hit pause, then they can't hear.
Don't hit pause. Unpause. Okay, thank you.
That's why you need.
We'll take that out in editing.
That's right. I won't edit that out. That's going to be the feel of this show.
People are just going to be like, now what?
I didn't hear the rest of the show. I just hit pause,
and then like. And then he's like, unpause. Like, no, pause it.
Yeah, yeah, because I said it twice. Right? whatever. You're fired. Next. now, what was it? Audible.com/WWI podcast. Get a book. Listen to it. I had a guy come in today. This is very exciting. I had a guy come in today to look at my... my gutters, because my gutters keep getting filled with leaves. And he comes in and he's exciting. Like, he's going to do a... Yeah, great. Everyone, strap in for a good story.
I know, right?
He comes in and he... I think he's just a quarter guy. So I'm like, being nice to him, he's being nice to me. We're palling it up. He used to be Air Force. I was Air Force. Oh, we're best friends. You want a coffee? Come in. And he sits down. He's like, all right, let me run a quote for you. I couldn't get him out. He just sat there and he was like, well, what if I take off this and add this? I'm like, no, dude, I don't want it. That's too expensive. Well, we could do now and do pay 2.5 hours. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I should pull a gun and throw him out of the house.
Yes. You let him into the house. You're done.
He was. Yeah, that's right.
You let him in, man.
And now.
Shooter, so you can shoot him.
That's right. Well, in North Carolina, I think you can actually. It's if they're on your front. No, you
can
shoot
him. Yeah, but you invited
him
in.
Actually, North Carolina, you can shoot him anytime.
I know. It's like.
You can shoot him.
I'm starting to feel unsafe right now.
Yeah. Everyone's got guns. Did you guys pick up your gun
Nobody
on the front door?
Annoying.
Everybody's got a gun, so you're all fine.
But I couldn't get him out.
When
that's
you're fired, it means you're going to be shot.
Yeah, exactly. I know. That's, no, really.
It only. How long did it take? 8 minutes and 43 seconds before the first threat of violence to Moses in this program. There we go.
So, the punchline.
Well, he moved in, actually, and I joined his religion, and you guys are all part of it now.
This is him. He stayed. He's
this,
like,
this is how
we're
going
to make a deal. Yeah. We are going to make a deal.
So, Mike, what's going on with the bar? Last time you were here, we couldn't, not that we couldn't, but I don't think you were ready yet to say a name or a location or the fact that it is going to be a swingers club. But now you can, so let's go.
Not going to be one of those.
Oh, damn it. Sorry.
Sorry, Kevin and everyone else. It is called Revival 1869. We'll be located 222 East Main Street, Clayton, North Carolina. Craft cocktails and whiskey is the big situation there. We'll have some craft beers and some wine and good times.
And you're going to go like local wines and stuff like that, right? Stuff that people make versus like, I want a really expensive Kendall Jackson or something
now,
like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, interesting. For as far as the wine labels or the wine bottles are concerned, I think we're looking to go some just real interesting, creative type wines. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Kendall Jacksons, all that sort of stuff that you can get anywhere, we're not going to have that.
Okay.
We're looking for just real interesting types of wine. But quite frankly, we're not really focused on the wine quite as heavily as we are with the whiskey. We'll have a large whiskey wall selection. Mm-hmm. And really the craft cocktail piece will be the big piece of it. And the other thing is that most people don't know, but you probably should, is Malia's a partner with me in the bar. So she's been working with me the last couple months, about maybe a month and a half or mm-hmm. so, to really put this thing together. We were talking before about design concepts and that sort of stuff, and then it just sort of evolved into a natural bar partnership.
Okay. Are you going to be doing your art and stuff there?
No, not there. I am still doing it.
I mean, you're not going to put it up on the walls and stuff, or?
Yeah, I mean, maybe at some point, but
no, we love your art, but not maybe, in the bar.
Not the nude paintings.
Maybe right. Some dogs playing poker.
By the way, I do a lot of other art.
Are you doing stuff on velvet carpet?
Velvet up.
No, this is our bar, and then my art is my art, and. And so we don't have any plans for the two to kind of intermingle, but we do plan to have, you know, some artwork, and everything should be a real experience when you're there, you know, between the craft cocktails and the whiskey selection, and where it's really important that we make it a really personal experience. So we want to kind of bring people back together.
And bacon. whiskey bacon?
It's possible that there could be some
little known fact that bacon. During the intro of this show, when Mike says, "I'm going to eat this bacon and drink this whiskey," it is your bacon.
I picked up on that.
it was like the type of bacon where they literally take a cleaver and just cut the side off a pig, and that's one piece.
Okay. We do have a Facebook out, so if anyone's interested in learning more, following or tracking the progress as it happens, right now we're in the demolition phase of the two buildings. There's actually two buildings we're taking. They were constructed in 1904, I think, or 1910. Oh. So very old. We're going to restore them back to that original, really beauty of the buildings, because they've been covered up with all kinds of garbage. So we're ripping all that down and really restoring the buildings back to the way they were. But we'll be tracking that on our Facebook as we begin to develop, and big milestones will be put up there. So I don't know if you're interested.
It's gonna be cool.
Out there. Revival 1869.
And
that's the Facebook. That's Revival it. 1869.
That's the name of the bar. Yeah,
the name of the bar. All right.
It is indeed.
Oh wait, what's the question?
The cameraman has a question.
What's the meaning behind the name? Is there a story behind the name?
Yeah, yeah, Revival. Good. I've always really liked the word Revival. I always thought it was really cool, and I really like what it means. Taking something old and making it cool again. For the most part, that's what it means, and that's kind of our philosophy on service. When it comes to the service industry and hospitality industry, is really bringing it back to the way service was. It was a very personal experience, not like when you go into chain restaurants or chain like big dive bars and it's like, here's your beer, go sit down and play in the corner. We really want to make a personal experience and create a real awesome social experience.
Okay.
I've also been drinking, so I can't.
I say social.
My words aren't coming out so good right now. But 1869, the reason for that is that's the year Clayton received this the charter from state legislature.
Okay.
Officially Clayton. So we're playing on a lot of the community. We intend on pulling from the community. If we do have snack type items, which we're planning on having those, we want local artisan type snacks. We will not have a kitchen, but we will have like snack type food.
If you don't have a kitchen, does that mean
it's a private
people
club.
Can bring their dogs in?
We're not going to let that happen.
Just wondering. Okay, sorry.
There will be no children. It's 21. You got to be 21. I think Saturdays and Sundays, when we're open early, if a family comes in, that's not a big deal. But past a certain point, it's adults.
Yeah.
So you can't kick them out?
Yes.
What if we have the IQ of a child? Thinking of Moses here.
Moses, I think he's fine, though.
Okay. He's a man. I've seen his nipple hair. He's definitely a man.
Then you make up 90% of our target market.
All right, good.
Yeah.
And they're
just
trying to make...
put your credit card down right here. We'll take care of it.
They're trying to make Clayton like a target now, right? You know what I mean? Like a place for
like
people to go. People like... They're trying to target... No, they're... Yeah, like a destination in North Carolina.
We're trying to figure out how to really pull that together.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's
all right.
Going to tie it into the make it a double situation. So it's going to go into. It's all
yeah,
going
yeah.
Down.
And that's doublepodcast.com.
Yeah. or search Facebook or iTunes.
Or something.
There.
He's got a podcast
do
somewhere.
Whatever you want.
Now what we're going to do, I was going to have a random number generator and a random question generator and all that, but I figured the way I work with technology is things just shit the bed right when I want to do it. So... I typed up a bunch of questions that I got from a question generator, and I was going to do random numbers and everything, but now we'll just pick a random question. And Moses.
Yes.
What do you think?
Usually not much. It's just like a blank slate right now.
Where's the question? You're what? You're 40, right?
Yes.
Okay. So in your lifetime, that means in the last 40 years, mm-hmm. what was the most historical event to happen in our country, in the United States. Actually, no, worldwide. Most historical event. If you open up a history book, you'd be like, oh, wow, between 1975,
well, I think it depends. I mean, for me, it was the Twin Towers. That was the most, you know, impressionable event that happened in my lifetime. Like, where, you know, it was the most impactful, I should say. I mean, I guess it depends on where you are regionally. I mean, because, you know, you're in a war zone that, you know, was a nice place, and then all of a sudden, you know, there's a war, I'm sure, for that particular region. But I'd say that was probably, in my mind, the, you know.
For you, do you think that would be worldwide, too, the most important event?
It was pretty impactful. I mean, it kind of woke everybody up and then kind of started the whole, you know, war on terror and everything else like that, and started where we are t- today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because everybody just, you know, we heard about it, but we never really paid much mind to it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that really kind of changed the way people thought.
I guess, yeah, I never thought of it that. Well, I also, I think pretty much everyone here, or I know most people of our generation, you have time before that and time after that. It's a definite point where everything changed, right. Whether you were in the military, whether you were wimp and stayed home.
It was downsizing.
No, but you know what I mean. Like,
might
everything.
Well, just call you a pussy.
I know, right?
I forgot this is an unedited now. No, <I'm kidding>. What did you say? God, I missed
the Coast Guard.
Were you really?
No. Couldn't even get there far.
Because I don't even think they are their Department of Defense anymore. No, I think they're Department
Homeland
of Transportation.
Security, I believe.
Oh, are they?
Oh, are they? Okay.
Oh, that, well, that, makes that whole unit.
Actually, I don't know if that's true or not. I'm just going to say it is.
Yeah. Good answer. Anyone want to retort on that?
Yeah, you want to retort?
I would agree, man. I know exactly where I was. Which kind of led me into the Marine Corps. The real reason I got into the Marine Corps is because I thought my degree was worthless. So I was like, I'll take this officer commission and join the and become a second lieutenant in the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
But a lot of it was because of 9/11. I was in college when it happened. So, I mean, I agree. I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, it was impactful, but... Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting when that's the first thing I thought of when you asked that question. I was like, 9/11, duh.
Right.
But I mean, has that impacted us as much as the release of the iPhone or the iPod? I mean, that has really impacted all of us significantly. But that's not what I think of whenever I'm like a historical.
That is
event.
True.
Well, but
every day, I mean, look around. I mean, I don't know where I put my phone, but I mean, there's like eight computers just
again?
Around me right now. The most significant. Historical event in your lifetime so far.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'd still say 9/11.
I would too.
The invention of the iPhone.
Wah, wah.
That's pretty good.
<Not Wah. kidding.
laughs> If it's an event, but yeah. Just yeah. The developments, you know, things that have come about, then, you know.
It's different.
Yeah, I'd say, like, think about when you're...
Well, actually, what does the internet say?
What does the internet say?
Yeah.
Oh, there's no answer. That's. Oh, just, you thought there was an answer to this?
No, I'm just saying. What is the?
The most significant.
I'm sure there's somebody out there who's calculating.
I don't have that thing yet. What's the thing that sits in your house and you go, okay?
It's called the internet.
Tell me about this internet. Is it some sort of web?
No. Yeah. We just got you the phone, the big phone,
the jitterbug
the big buttons. Yeah, the jitterbug.
Moses, you're asking this for a guy that went to the internet to get questions about questions.
That's right.
True.
I Googled questions.
We couldn't find the answers.
I think that's true. I think those are all good answers. See how I do this? I'm going to bring
good
it right
answer,
back around.
Good answer.
How about the whole
no
Russian
whammies.
The whole Russian U.S. war that ended the whole Cold War? Because then we went into Afghanistan, and that brought up the Mujahideen, and then they fought against the. I mean, you kind of it kind of stemmed from back then, right? Because the CIA had all the Stinger missiles in there, and then that pissed off the radicals, and then they hated the U.S., and then 9/11 came, and
yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's where I brought idea. It home. I mean, you know, it was always somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, growing up, it was always like, yeah, there's something going on, but I'm safe in my house.
We were talking today, Cara and I, and I was like, you know what? There's no doubt in my mind the next 5 years, maybe even less, maybe next 2 or 3 years, ISIS is going to hit us hard and with something bad. And maybe not the U.S., because they seem to have a thing out for Europe. But I think we're not just going to see a Paris, we're going to see like a nuke or something go off. It's going to suck.
Well, it could be IT related, technology related.
Well,
that would be the hardest way to
just
hit,
shut they down
hit
Wall Street or something. Could they do that? I know that North Koreans think they can do it.
Well, like denial of service and stuff like that. But I mean, actually, the defense of it has gotten very robust since they started that kind of stuff. But yeah, a lot of those.
What defense has gotten robust?
Like the actual infrastructure to defend against it.
Right, is that coming from the U.S. government?
No,
they
that's
do
from
really
private. No, they do not. No, so, actually,
no. I mean, with
no, no,
not military. Sorry,
what's going on?
No. I mean, like it's the Wild West out there. You know, the private businesses have to protect themselves.
Okay.
I mean, it comes down to the fact that you know the government isn't going to go after the other countries that are attacking your business. That's on you. I mean, they want to hear about it, but that's about it.
You know, you're the reason why I have like 2 or 3 dozen listeners in China. They must.
I know, right?
I do.
I know
I have
you.
All these Chinese listeners, and they're probably like, "He's IT and he's at a bank. We got to find out who this guy is."
I know, right? I'll go on LinkedIn tomorrow. There'll be like two guys. Yeah. Like, we want to be your friend. I'm like, oh man. Okay.
That's right. All right. Very good question.
Next question.
All right, next question, Mike.
Move it along,
Mike.
Uh-oh. Mike.
That's me.
Mike, pick up the mic.
I'm ready.
Mike, would you rather age from the neck up only or the neck down only?
Does he get to keep the beard?
Yeah, of course.
Well,
I
it depends. I mean, if he ages from the neck up, it'll just be white.
It's just going to be white and long, like big grandfather time. Oh, okay.
So that's what she said.
Hey-o. I'd say neck up, man. That'd be terrific
you've
to keep
got,
a young
you'd
looking
rather
body.
Age from My the face? Neck up.
Yeah.
That's shocking to me.
Yeah.
That's
me
what?
Too.
That's wait. Say that again. That's what to you?
I said the shocking.
Really?
Yeah. I just wear a mask.
I want
or something.
The rest of all this to stay young.
Well, it's not your face to look bad.
Like it's a piece
it's
of
your
art.
Brain.
Oh no! Wait, no. He didn't say anything about Alzheimer's.
No, he didn't. But he said aging. I would rather my brain not age.
Are we talking internal organs or like?
We're talking your head would remain exactly the way it is.
Yes.
And your body would wrinkle up and
okay.
Or
either way, you're gonna
your
die.
Body would remain exactly it is, and everything from your neck up. Like, yeah, you could get Alzheimer's.
So
you could get Alzheimer's. Yes.
Well,
he's just aging.
But still,
when you lose your way and you're running, you can run really far and not know where you are.
I'm right. Can I say neither? What do I just say? Neither. I don't want any of those. I just want to say this right now forever.
The point of the question.
I'm gonna laminate myself and call it a day.
The point of the question.
I'm gonna say neck up.
Okay.
I'm still gonna say it. That way, my body's broken enough as it is. If I get any older, it's only gonna make it worse. So if I could take a time out right here,
yeah,
and then just the rest of it go.
So neck up, you're gonna age.
Yeah. Fine.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Of course it does.
Well, no, I was. No, I thought.
Duh.
Well, no, I think it makes sense because I thought he said.
Kevin, were you listening to this whole part? Point.
Well, see, here's the problem. I'm older than him. This part from here up has already aged for me. I don't. Going to talk in slow. You can write it on our whiteboard and I'll probably understand it. Okay. I don't know what I would pick.
I know.
Well, you have to. You just made me pick, so now you have to.
I
Actually,
pick,
everyone has to.
Yeah. Savannah, you're next.
You know what I'm Parker. Thinking? I'd rather, much rather age from neck down.
And just keep
my
your
brain stays
young
good
face.
And my face looks beautiful. Always.
and then you just would always have to
smile.
Would you just so you would always have to wear like a dress or something though, because people are like, what's up with their legs?
I would
They're
always
all...
have to wear clothes that cover my body. I do that anyway.
This is right.
There
this
was
is...
a Twilight Zone episode that did something you know. Like that. Yeah,
it's
true.
Yeah,
what would you do?
Revival 1869. Then I'm completely in the
buff. I would want to age from the neck up because, I mean, I've got two kids. The neck down is already a disaster. But, you know, I want to lose my mind because I don't care what's going on, you know?
It's true.
If this goes first, then it's like, things I hear things are bad. It's just that I don't care.
That'd be so weird to be like an old, like if this happened to a person, you're some old lady at a bar and but you're wearing like something revealing and the confusion that would go through your head. Like if you're a single guy, you'd be like,
what is going
you'd be
on?
Like, what should I do? Should I hook up with her? I don't know. She's 95, but did you see her body?
I mean, there's all kinds of injections and things.
Plastic like surgery, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, but then you look
easier to keep that.
You look fake when you have that. Your face is all tight and.
I've had a lot of that done.
Plastic surgery?
Fake? Yeah. No, no plastic surgery, but I get Botox like crazy.
Do you really?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Really shallow. I've even had some fillers.
Show us your surprise face.
I know. I mean, you just have to get it done the right way.
Are you being serious?
I'm being totally serious. I should
admit
this.
I don't know. I don't know if she's...
You can't tell because I have no expression. Right.
I am really shocked right now.
I am so offended right now.
Do you do the silicone injections and to make the wrinkles come out?
I don't think that there are any of those, but I do.
I just make stuff up in my head. It sounds good. I have a mic in front of my face.
I get some caulking and I just give myself a little
That's right.
extra.
I will.
There's going to be stem cell treatments that will essentially keep you pretty much young.
Yeah, like, when I'm dead, they'll be there.
I'm going to be. No, I think it's going to come maybe in the next 5 years, ideally. I'm banking on it.
That'd be nice.
And so I'm going to be 70 years old walking in the bar looking just like this.
That could be. That
Do you
could
think that's going to be disturbing to the young males that are
like, I, offering I, them I hard candy? Yeah, it will be.
I totally miss what you said.
Oh, when you're offering them hard candy.
It's like, she's hanging out at the high school.
Yeah, you want to watch Murder, She Wrote? Yeah, let's go back to my place. Oh. I know.
All right, next question.
Yeah, next question.
I didn't get to answer, but I don't want to.
Right.
Because I see a lot of things that happen to people in my line of work, men, we tend to
age well.
Yeah, we do, from the neck up.
Think George Clooney.
Yeah, that's right. He's a handsome man.
Very handsome.
Okay, next question.
Just grow out of my forehead.
Let's see. Well, you kind of got a question, but you just got piggybacked off of his question.
Oh, I did. I stole that. Sorry. But you can still
guess. Yeah, no, don't worry. We'll get her.
We have lots of time.
We do.
With lots of questions.
We do. All right, I wish I could do a random one. Okay, so this one I thought would be interesting because everyone has their own political views, but what if you're forced to choose between one and one side? So, politics aside, Bernie or Hillary, you have to pick one and defend it. You have to
Savannah,
pick one.
Go.
Yeah, that's you, Savannah.
Oh, no, this is actually the worst question for me. I literally, since I was 25.
I know we have a lot of libertarians.
I decided
and
not to pay attention to politics. I have no idea.
Oh, really?
I know. I think from what I've heard, Bernie is like really socialist.
Yeah.
And Hillary is less so, but she's crazy. She's a witch. She's actually a witch. I've heard that she's a witch.
Really?
I'm just kidding.
She's definitely a witch.
Is she a witch?
She's a witch.
Actually, I have no idea, but I'm going to say she is.
I heard she was a lesbian.
That too.
I don't know if this is.
Aren't those the same thing?
Those are.
But hey, allegedly, the Wait What podcast does not make any statements towards any political figure. Anything that you hear is alleged and meant for entertainment purposes only. But yeah, allegedly I heard that. Actually, it was on like Washington Post or something. Someone wrote something, but yeah, so yeah. Yeah. Well, what
oh,
do you...
Oh, I okay, no, no, I'm gonna...
Oh yeah, okay, you have an answer.
I'm gonna... defend Bernie, and I'm going to say, all right, so if he takes it, let's say libertarianism, you know, is the correct way to, like, that's the best system of government
it is.
That we need.
No, I'm just kidding.
So, yeah, let's say hypothetically, then I want Bernie to be the next president because if he gets his way, then all hell should break loose immediately. Because
but he voted
he's gonna
against
put
stem
in
cell
all
research.
These,
did he really?
Say?
Yeah.
Bernie voted against
that's
it?
That's what I'm saying, is that all hell will break loose, and everybody will get their proof positive that we don't want to be socialists, we need to be libertarian. There I go.
Drop the mic.
So you're saying it would suck so bad that everyone would be like, you know what, screw this mess.
Exactly.
We're just going to say life, liberty, pursuit of happiness.
Exactly. We've been doing all this kind of partially the Republicans will get their way, and partially the Democrats get their way. And so everybody can always kind of blame the other side. And it's been like that for years. So why don't we just give the other side their way, have that experiment, find
Didn't
out
we just
that
do
it
that
sucks.
For the last 8 years, kind of?
Oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah.
So let me defend Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. I agree with you on the Bernie side because he seems... I agree with nothing on the guy, and he's crazy. He's a crazy old bastard, but... You know what you're getting with that guy. You know exactly what you're getting. He's just like, what? Free everything.
There's a potential for a third party.
But that's the point of the question was, you have to think outside your box and tell me, I mean, even though you hate both of them.
Here's the thing that I do know. Even if Bernie's elected, he's not going to accomplish what he's trying to accomplish. I mean, how long did it take Obama to accomplish what he needed to accomplish? Obamacare. It took...
And taking guns away from everyone.
Six or 7 years. Right? Mm-hmm. 6 or 7 years. He still hasn't done the gun thing. He still hasn't closed down Cuba. One president is not going to do... He's not going to get it.
Clinton just tweeted something about regulating drug prices, and the entire... all of the biotech stocks went... They just plummeted.
Yeah, they'll come back up, though.
Tweet.
Look historically with the markets. Like, yeah, we're going to see...
Everybody's always jumping.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, you're going to see those dips down, and it's just going to come right back up.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm invested in all kinds of... bile tech shit, man. I know.
Yeah, actually, one could consider those tweets a good buying opportunity.
Look what happened to Vegas when Obama said, "Stay away from Vegas. We're going to hold corporate businesses accountable." In 2000, whenever, and I can't remember exactly when he said it. Mm-hmm. Vegas took a huge drop.
Did it really?
Now look at Vegas now, man.
Yeah,
it's amazing. It's right back up where it came from. So I mean, people forget. We're very fickle. Nobody remembers stuff.
It might actually be good. I mean, looking at the Republican side, it if there's no one good on the Republican side, it might actually be good for the country to see someone like Bernie come in, and then everyone just says, whoa, and then in 4 years they're like, you know what? Like you were saying, let's go back to the basics.
I kind of agree.
As we're freaking
if
all on a bread line.
I would do that. I agree with Savannah. She presented a whole new train of thought. I never even thought of it that way, but if I had to choose one or the other, I agree with Savannah.
Okay. Yes. See? It was a good question. It's the point of this is
talking about my ass. I would defect. I'd be an expat.
I'm going back
Dominican
to Canada.
Republic.
Yeah.
Can we all go down? That would be good.
No.
Yeah.
I feel like
my
Dominican,
kids don't know Spanish.
You can't.
Hey, Kevin, actually, you could go to the Dominican Republic.
Careful.
They have the VA is actually down there.
What? Get
you'll,
out.
You'll be covered 100% as an American.
What the country?
Yeah. So what do you know about that, man?
I'm going to edit that out. That was supposed to be
I don't understand. Accent. I'm just saying. It's a pretty solid
accent. No, I didn't realize that. That's pretty good.
Great
Republic.
Accent.
Yeah.
It wasn't Dominican.
Mike, like you do your accent. That's what I was trying to do.
Hello, I'm Stoich.
Hello, I'm Stoich.
It's a wait, what if?
That's what I was trying to do, and then I fell on my face. All right.
I didn't know what the heck
I know.
Was doing.
I was like
what the country?
Like a show from the 70s. Right, it's
question,
a Mel Brooks film,
question.
I think.
What do you got?
Move along.
I guess, do I have to answer any of these? Because I know what the questions are.
The host.
We'll come up with our own.
Okay, yeah, go for it. Go for it.
Well, give us a second to think about it.
How many prostates have you examined?
This week?
Yeah, this week. On purpose.
It's a living.
Yeah. Next question.
I was waiting for my question.
We have to think about this.
I know.
Let's ask Forrest a question.
Yeah, Forrest.
I got one for you. Hold on. Ooh. Okay. Would you rather look weak and actually be strong, or look strong and actually be weak?
I think the first one.
I don't remember what the first one was. So the first one was look
weak
and actually be strong. So like a skinny guy that can lift a car?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the first one. That'd be
okay.
Fine. Yep. Good question, Kevin.
Yeah, that's good.
And let's move along.
The question is yes.
Yes.
I'll take the car, Pat.
No, that wasn't the question. He said just. You asked me one or the other. It was AB.
Yeah, it's like.
Why did you choose that?
No, that was not the question.
No, right? Yeah, you got one question. You got A, yes or no. It was A or B.
Yeah, the answer is A.
No.
Damn it.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Where do you find these things anyway?
Strong, weak, weak, strong.
I'd look weak and be strong.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The looks of it doesn't mean anything.
I think it's an age thing.
I would, what?
Like there's, if you asked a 21-year-old, I think they would say, I'd rather look strong and be weak.
I don't know. I think if I was 21,
you'd probably get
in
less fights looking strong than you would looking weak. But then you could hold your own and just take it down.
Less fights looking strong? I think people actually try to fight the stronger looking guy.
It's possible too.
Because the weak guy, people kind of feel bad for him.
People mess with you.
Not many ever.
That's what I was going to say.
Like, never, ever really have.
No, I'm gonna throw that one
walk
out the door.
And start fights, man.
My cousin, shout out to Rich Holly, who is a listener of this program. He told me a long time ago. He's a big guy. He told me that he used to get in fights all the time in high school because people would come in and they'd want to fight the biggest guy in that room or something like that. Or they'd always
prison
want to
rules, man.
I know, right?
But, okay.
Yeah, I remember him saying that. So I always thought about that.
Yeah, I used to, get my ruler and turn it into a shiv.
Yes, go ahead.
We were all going to come up with a question for the host.
Oh, you've been thinking, so now you got one. Okay, go ahead.
Well, if it was going to be about questions, it's a good segue. You know, Fight Club. My mm-hmm. favorite movie of all time.
I tweeted out a Tyler Durden thing the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, got to get on the Twitter.
I hear about the Twitter these days.
I know. What is with us 30-somethings that talk about, like, 20-somethings have been all over for, like, 25 years. No, it's only been around for, a decade? But still, and then now we're all getting into it. And that means it's the downturn of Twitter, right? When people over 30 get into it, that's when it sucks.
Oh.
It's like when white people started saying bling, you stop hearing it on rap songs. They're like, nope, not doing bling anymore.
I'll sit here.
Yeah.
It's
so
the
my
bomb.
Question is, if you could fight anyone in the history of ever, who would it be and why?
So the easiest, obvious one to go with on
Gandhi.
That one, also from that's from Fight Club, isn't it?
I'd fight Gandhi. Nice.
That is, isn't it from Fight Club? He says Gandhi.
Yeah.
Does he really?
Yes.
Oh wow! Well, no, I didn't know that.
He goes, Gandhi. I'd fight Gandhi.
Yeah.
And he goes, nice.
Yeah. I'd probably fight Hemingway because he was a boxer and he always thought he was tough, and I would love to knock him out. Even though I have a lot of respect for him, it would be great to fight Hemingway.
But you're supposing that you're going to win this fight.
Yeah, he could probably kick the shit out of me.
Let's consider that for a second.
Yeah.
Well, I did it.
I don't think he was that big. I think he was stocky and he had a beard.
Well, that's all you need.
I'd take out Roosevelt.
Yeah, didn't he, like, he fought in World War I? Yeah, he'd fight Roosevelt.
Wheel him in.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, he'd kick your ass, and then he'd write something amazing about it, and then people would read it.
But you don't lose in that situation, because people are like, why is your nose all busted? And you can be like, Hemingway. And be like, oh, cool.
Yeah. Nice.
Why do you talk with a slur, and the side of your face looks like that? Hemingway. It's always a good story. And if you win... You can always say you beat up Hemingway. And then people get pissed at you. I don't know.
My first girlfriend. Who would you all fight? Historical. And why?
Yeah. I did enough fighting already in my life.
It's your first night at Fight Club. You have to fight.
This is Podcast Club. Is that part of the rule?
Like, I don't look for fights. It's like, I'm not going,
you
like,
could fight Hitler.
I could take that
if
guy.
If I had to fight a lot. Well, that's the easy answer. I don't want to give an easy answer.
Do you know what's weird about this?
Genghis Khan.
Holy shit. Yeah,
nice. I would put He's myself died. Up against the baddest motherfucker on the planet.
He'd probably just bite your throat
that's
out.
That's fine. I don't care. I would do it anyway.
Because you fought Genghis Khan?
If I had to fight
one, now.
I'd be like, you know what? Let's do it, man. It's prison rules. I find the biggest guy. It's Genghis
that's
Khan.
Right.
I'm going to fight him.
He
man.
Probably is in the history of mankind. He's probably the most badass man. Guy. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. There's my answer.
All right.
How big was
good
he?
Answer.
Like, do we know how tall
I don't think he was that big, but
like
they were strong and they were...
What's
they
that?
Were
like,
just dynamite, little guy.
He's like 5 feet, right?
Yeah, but he was a maniac.
But he was just crazy.
Yeah.
Generally, the rule is crazy beats big any day of the week, so I mean...
These guys used to... They used to he get off their crazy. Horse and drink the horse's blood, and they knew how much to drink out of it, and then go on. They were crazy. They were like the first special forces
wild,
of ever.
Yeah. I'd fight him, man.
Okay. That's a good answer.
Yes, that's it.
Best answer of the night, Genghis Khan.
Yes!
I was thinking, do you know what's this?
Roosevelt.
To know what it's really. Asshole. The. Stephen Hawking.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm going to rip you a new one.
Please, how on PC can I get here?
Well, I think we've gone there.
You
it's okay.
You can always edit it out.
I'm going to go ahead and pull back the throttle on my answer on that one. To know what my wife has to put up with, like, you guys think this is just the Wait What If podcast persona, but I'll sit there on the couch, it'll be like 9 o'clock at night, and I'll ask her questions like this. And we were watching, there's a new documentary on...
She hasn't killed you in your sleep.
She's like, you, like, Kevin, I'd fight you.
Yeah. They're like, why? My doctor, he's like, for some reason you have a lot of arsenic in your blood. Like, no, my wife's been giving me...
Everything I eat smells like almonds.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Here, everyone, have you had a cookie?
I've had
that's
two.
Right. Little known fact, arsenic does smell like almonds, right? Is it...
That's cyanide.
Cyanide. Yeah.
She answered too quickly.
She's like, yeah.
Actually, women are the ones who poison.
Exactly. No, that's daddy's cake in the fridge.
They poison everybody. Yeah. What's that called?
Murderous.
There's a name for it, though. It's something by something.
Murder by death.
What is that called? It's like a German name.
You guys seen that movie?
No.
Oh, no. Murder by Death. Serious. I'm like, no, yeah, that would work. Yeah.
No, tell us about this movie.
Oh, it wasn't any good.
Really?
I love it, but yeah, it's a cheesy 80s movie.
Another thing, a little plug for a future show that I'm going to have in the next couple weeks is Ron Fazio, former NFL player and actor who played Toxic Avenger in the 1980s.
Nice.
B-movie, yes. Toxic
nice.
Avenger.
Trono Vision.
Yeah. So you guys remember Toxic Avenger? Yeah. The Toxic Avenger is going to be here and answering questions.
You got to ask him who he would fight.
I know. He's actually a really nice guy, very religious. I don't think he'd fight anyone, but in those days, we've gone off on all these tangents, but we were watching this show on North Korea, which any North Korean documentary is freaking fascinating. This one was on Kim Jong-un, right? The newest one?
Yeah.
he, and I was saying, because I was looking at him, like, do you think I could fight him and beat him? Or do you think, because he's like a little pudgy guy, he doesn't, or do you think like...
Red belly.
Yeah. Or do you think like he, like when he was five, he was trained to kill you with his fingers? I mean, do you think he would be tough?
No,
or do you
he
think
does he's a not one? Look like
no,
he's
he is not tough.
Tough.
You don't think
not
he's tough? He doesn't look tough, but I'm not saying, do you think he could have been tough?
No.
Like, knows how to do some
if
sort of
if he was
weird
trained,
kick?
He would not look like he looks like today.
True story.
That's true.
Yeah, no.
Don't they do like...
He looks like the like yeah. the Pillsbury Doughboy, yeah. but North Korea.
Yeah, North Pillsbury Doughboy.
So he can invade.
He looks like Doughboy. He would be like...
He looks like this.
Yeah, remember, remember Kill Bill? They did like the that punch where you took five steps and you're dead? What if they knew that? What if he's like, boom, and then you walk and you're dead?
No, man.
He's a five finger...
That's a group. That's
yeah,
a,
it is. Yeah.
I actually really like those guys.
Okay, next question.
You're going to rip the thing out.
Who's up?
Oh, Jesus.
Let's do... this one I think is kind of easy. But who knows? Moses, would you rather have one wish granted today or three wishes granted 5 years from now? Well, I guess there are some stipulations there, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, you got to think it's like the lottery. You know, if you do the annuity kind of thing, it's like, will you live long enough to actually be able to claim it?
Exactly. Well, that's what I was just thinking. You could die and not be able to do it. So one wish. That's it. One wish. And it can't be for three more wishes.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like,
Or you wait. Wait 5 years. You get three wishes.
Can I pass it on if I don't make it?
No.
Yeah.
No, this is one and done.
That's a hard one. I'd probably wait.
Yeah, I'd probably
really
wait too.
5 years to
five
get
years
three wishes?
5 years isn't that long.
You could get one wish today,
right.
And you might die.
I would
probably will die. Just
I know, thanks.
He is my neighbor.
Yeah, from almonds.
I mean, he's going to kill you.
Yeah, either you're going to get poisoned or I'll shoot you.
Another cookie.
And Jenna's like, no, really. Next Tuesday.
Yeah, I know. Today. Yeah.
You might want to make the wish as soon as possible. So that's your answer. That's your final answer.
I don't know. It depends on what you want to wish for. I mean, I guess you could wish for... Well, I mean, you could wish for all the money in the world, or, you know, not all the money in the world, but like $1 billion. You'd be set and done.
I think that would bring you a lot of your other
wishes. Yeah, I mean, the other two wishes... Yeah, exactly.
This
you
is
can
true.
Make other wishes come true easily.
With $1 billion, that's
you
right.
You buy love.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't buy love. That's way too much money.
Well, if you keep wishing for another wish, you still only have one wish. I wish I had one more wish. Granted. Nice.
Wish I had $1,000.
He's so clever. God damn it. I wish I could make up my mind. Oh, wait. yeah, I don't know. I would do...
I know, right?
Three wishes. Well, see, this is my thing with the three wishes. You could... Obviously, $1 billion would be good, or... Because you'd be billionaire. Just all your... They say money doesn't...
Tax-free?
Yes, tax-free.
Yeah, no, you got to pay the genie tax money, but...
Yeah. It's all you only get to take home $500 million,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, we kind of... Taxes just takes it in half, so you're only going to walk away with five.
You could do it... Like, wishes are one of those things you get... I mean, you can... The sky's the limit.
Right.
And you have one sky's the limit, and...
Well, I mean, besides money, there's like, you know... Live forever,
yeah.
Blah blah blah.
Yeah, but
you know,
live
I mean,
forever.
Well, you know, I
mean, yeah.
But yeah, and that's the thing too. Well, no, would you really want to live forever?
Yes.
And just
I don't
everybody else
how
dies.
The answer to that is no.
And you're just watching the sun slowly burn away.
In yeah, but in your virtual reality world, yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're on this planet, and like finally Yellowstone goes. Everyone's burnt to death.
Yeah,
you're still
you're
burning,
just,
but you're still alive. You're
and
like,
you
oh,
got
sucks.
Like broken pair of glasses, and you can't read a book.
You're bored. Yeah.
I'm assuming that you would be able to leave the planet. I mean, we're going to colonize Mars, then we're going
to
colonize
but that's
whatever
to say
that
there
other
people around
that
to,
place
to make
interstellarly
it.
That we get through to via the wormhole. We're going to colonize there as well.
That's right. I was there. I got back. I was in the bookshelf.
This is a
you know, doing the Morse code.
He just made a reference to
Interstellar.
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 Yeah. in the bookshelf.
Maybe you missed it. It's like you didn't miss anything.
It was great. I liked
that
it.
That was the best movie. What are you talking about? That's probably the best movie I've seen all year. Of your life.
Don't, no.
I've not seen it.
Don't, yeah.
Do you know what my favorite movie is? The Revenant? No, I'm just kidding.
Like, oh my God.
First, I cannot believe
Matthew McConaughey,
that
right?
That was, okay. No, like, I don't even like Matthew McConaughey. Like,
talk amongst yourselves.
Like, I could be an astronaut, yeah. Like,
first of all. Hour and a half into it, and I was like, holy shit, there's an hour and a half left.
Yeah, there was that.
And that last hour and a half, I was like, oh my God, I'm so ADD, I can't even right now.
I felt like I was a guy on the ship waiting for everybody. That's what I felt like.
Well, that part didn't make sense to me because they could. So in the movie, I'm just going to say this.
It's a movie. Right?
He's
going to
edit it out.
No, yeah, but you can't edit your mind. You're going to know everything.
You just said about the ship.
If you had to leave this country and go live in another country, what would it be?
The Dominican Republic.
Yeah. Seriously, why the Dominican Republic?
Because I'm healthcare coverage. I'm through the VA.
Okay.
And that's there in the Dominican Republic.
Really, that's it?
Yeah. And Mama
healthcare
Wana.
Coverage?
Yeah. Johnny knows. No, I don't know. Or Panama. I like Panama quite a bit. I've been there.
Oh. Dominican food is
Dominican food is very good.
The best ever.
I feel like plantains.
Wait, why am I the only one to answer that question? Where would you go?
I don't know.
What was the question?
I think I want to go to... Oh. I'm asking this for personal reasons, because like, I would like, I'm not going to leave the country. I don't know why I'm even talking about it, but if
I
fantasize about one day going to a country that is ideally more higher up on the freedom scale and lower on the taxation, and it exists in spades, unfortunately. Like, the U.S. is like below number 20 in terms of freedom, and you wouldn't believe the country that
it's
I researched
Denmark.
That turned out to be like
Iceland.
One of the best countries.
Iceland. Yeah.
So it's like the top 10 in terms of freedom.
Iceland.
Maybe the top 20. I don't think so. I mean,
Iceland.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Lots of Vikings.
And it's like the lowest in terms of, it's one of the lower in terms of taxation.
Probably Iceland.
Madrid. That's not a country, but
that's not a country.
I'll let all of you take a guess.
Madagascar.
And also,
nice cartoon.
It's also not a Disney movie. And then also, I might be wrong.
It is cartoons.
This is what my Googling did.
What was the answer?
Canada.
Yes!
Ah! Bam.
Oh, but they got Trudeau.
Are you kidding me? Taxes are so high there.
No, it said, like, I don't know. I did a Google search, and it was like, taxes are
low. No, you pay for healthcare.
I think they're 43% across the board.
Yeah, it's really
high. I know that's true, but...
You pay for it. Trust me.
Canada came... No, actually, it wasn't. It came out lowest in terms of how much you have to you get taxed in Canada.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe it was low as, like, top... lowest 20.
It might,
20,
depending on the kind of tax.
25%. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean... No,
I know about the healthcare. That's why it surprised me as well.
Yeah.
Oh, countries. And you said Canada. But with Trudeau, I think it's they're having some issues up there now. He's like a social justice warrior who actually won a presidency or whatever they have up there. Grand Poopah.
Prime Minister?
Prime Minister, thanks. Yeah.
Grand?
I said it like it's so... Poopahs. To the water buffaloes.
I said it like it's some weird thing, too.
It's a Flintstone.
There's only presidents. I don't know what comes next. Oh, Prime Minister. But you made me think of something, and I completely drew a blank on it. You said country... there's a country in, I don't know where it is. It's in Europe, and it's some guy. Basically, there was an island. Oh, it was in between Czechoslovakia or whatever it is, the Czech Republic and
Czechoslovakia.
Between the,
that doesn't exist anymore.
No. That's what I was saying. It used to be where Czechoslovakia is. When they broke up, there was an island.
Right?
Yeah, now it's the Czech Republic and Slovakia. And I think that's where it was. Or it might even be Yugoslavia, where they broke up. But one of the Slavias, one of those Western blocs.
My people are from there.
All right, come on. It's okay.
So anyways, there's this little island on this river that neither side claimed. And it's like just free land. And so this guy went in there and he called it, I think it's like Libertariana or something. And the whole point is you come here and it's just freedom. And they're arguing whether he can actually have it, but he's got like 40,000 residents who've already signed up to be part of this country. I think the language is English because it's the international language of business. Yeah. It's like some libertarian utopia.
And Czech Republic is the land of my forebears as well.
So. There you go. So,
yes.
Say that again.
Yes.
It's like Denver.
It's right next to it.
Yeah. A little bit.
River there. Right?
It is true. Yeah. There is a river in Denver.
Yeah. You're close. Warmer.
P.F. Chang.
Oh, would you rather be? Oh, who should this be for? Who haven't I asked in a while? Mike? No. Jim. Jim. All right. Here you go. This is Jim from Alaska.
Yeah. He just got here.
Jim.
Right off the boat.
Would you rather be the first to die among your close friends or the last to die?
Oh, last for sure.
First to die. I'd go first.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait. Ladies and gentlemen, Barry White.
I'd go first. It'd be, then you don't have to worry about everybody else. You don't have the heartache. You're done. First to go.
Ugh.
Anyone else think not first to go?
Me.
You want to be the last to go?
Yeah, I want to be the last to go.
That thing.
I don't want to choose who's the
first. Are we talking like a live kind of situation?
Well, I guess then you don't know.
Friends are delicious.
What are the circumstances?
Just
like
that,
the apocalypse and there's like just us, this room, we're the only ones left on the planet?
No, I guess you... And then like, there's really no stipulation of it, but if we had to put rules...
To my friends and there's still other people who could potentially become my
friends? Yeah, if someone could be a friend, if you could consider a friend... Yeah, then you would be the last. Everyone you know would die before you.
And
so I guess you would live the longest,
earth,
obviously.
Yeah, last man on earth.
I guess, or you would.
Close friends.
Well, then if it's my friends, I'd be last, and then I'd make was... new friends, and I just move on.
No.
Not your Facebook friends.
Yeah.
No, half of them could go. And I don't care.
No, it has
Facebook
to be...
friends aren't real friends.
It has to be actual friends. You heard that here. Everyone who's on Facebook with Mike, you're not his real friends.
All my friends.
I mean, half of them are...
Yeah, they like my stuff.
That's why I quit Facebook. I'm so sick of that. I'm just,
oh, I know.
I do through my podcast, but I don't do Facebook anymore. Freaking sucks.
Real life friends, Kevin, or Facebook friends?
Because I post stuff and they just don't comment and I just get angry.
How about this?
You never talked to me.
I know, right?
I talked to you yesterday, but you haven't.
You didn't like my post.
How about this?
Well, then, no, we're not friends.
You take a dozen of people that you would call friends. You just pick a dozen, and then you'd be the first of them to die or the last of them to die.
Yeah, still last.
Okay. Yeah. You want to outlive everyone.
I'll just go find new friends.
People just don't want
to
be...
counts how many people compliment his beard, that he wants to stay young forever. He's like, screw you guys. I mean, I look
There's
good.
There's nobody
I
left to compliment good. My beard.
I mean, you're great. I know I'm great.
My beard is my friend, so as long as it's ticking, I'm ticking. I don't know. Savannah's going to outlive everyone, so...
Let's hope.
Let's hope.
Although, I want everybody to live forever with me. And they will want to.
That's not the question.
I don't like everybody. There's a couple people can die.
That's
I'm good with that.
The question was. Yeah.
Well, by the time we get to the point where everybody's living forever and incapable of controlling that, then we're also going to be much more enlightened. So there won't be people that...
Oh, I don't know about that.
The universe has an end to it, right?
How do you know? Exactly. Have you been
Why
there?
Why do you think that?
No, this is legitimate. Well, I mean, so the universe can't expand indefinitely. Something's going to happen.
Not true yet. We don't really know.
Because it's speeding up. That's a weird thing. We're supposed to do that, right?
Right. We were surprised about that.
Wait a minute. It's getting faster. And they think it has something to do with... But the whole point of this is at some point something's gonna weird is gonna happen. Either it's gonna run out of energy and everything's just gonna hit absolute zero and just doop, stop. And if that's the case and you're living forever in a machine, technically there's an end, right?
Right. But why? I don't know. Maybe we will run out of energy.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's like the law of conservation of mass, I think, also applies to energy. I'm not a physicist, but that's my understanding. Well, I was going to try and make an argument that maybe we don't know that there's a conservation of mass. What if that's not true? What if that law is not true? In which case, in that case, we can just live indefinitely.
Until something happens. So let's say...
Well, something will always happen.
At some point, nothing will happen, right? I mean, if everything...
Something
no.
just happened.
Well, it's going to be the whole universe will be... It's...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That stumped us. We're all done.
Yep. I know. And
we're at 1 hour and 12 minutes.
All right, we're out of here. I'm walking out.
I know.
All right, well, that was a fun podcast, I thought. We had a good time. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
We had lots of laughs.
Yes,
we did. It was actually
there were a couple of tears.
Here.
Some
lots
tears.
Of couple tears.
Yeah, cry a little bit.
Yeah,
heard about Bernie.
Yep, talked about Bernie. I keep feeling there was something I had to bring up, but I don't remember what it was.
Too late. Oh, I don't know. Stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Yep.
guess that's the show.
That's cool.
Screw party on.
Party on. Party on. And
Barth.
The listeners can't hear you. All right, that was the Wait Later podcast. Thank you for joining us tonight. Do we have any ad? We already did you. You got like a 45-minute ad in there.
It's terrible. Just cut that down to nothing.
No. That was good. That was a good. It explained your bar. We have video of it. It's going to be good.
Thank you.
We're going to send it out
awesome,
there.
Awesome. Actually, I don't even like bars, but I kind of like
it. She's like, I'm an alcoholic. Can't go near, but I'm going to go.
And it sounded even better when I haven't been drinking too much. I was at a beer festival today.
Yeah, that's what Cara said. She saw on Facebook.
Yeah, we were at the beer situation.
And at Savvy Steel, anything?
SavvyStelle. Sorry,
your podcast. Right. Have you? Is it still?
Still working on it. Yeah, Biohacking with Savannah, and it's going to come out in July.
All right, so you have a date now.
Yeah, it used to be June, but now it's July.
All right,
we're about how to optimize your body and mind with the latest research.
Cool.
Like us on facebook.com/WWIPodcast and at WWIPodcast on Twitter. Drop us a line at waitswhatifpodcast@yahoo.com. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn Internet Radio. Enjoyed your listening experience. Now go forth and expand your reality.